pray. I should give you big hand clap for songs and the worship. I confess something to you. I have a big promise in the way. I think the conference where the worship is dry. Baruch Amen. Thank you for blessing me. Amen. This group from Global Hill. Yeah. But I can hear this beautiful song. Singers, talk. Okay. Good man. Can you all in fathers? Can you lead us in the topic? So what? And history, Old Testament, they have prophet. What the last song? Can I sing something nice? the sign, the shape of the last day is deception of devil. Devil is very naive, and devil that can fight it for 7,000 years. So what do you think? I came this way once or twice. I think I'm at the conference, will be in the same place. I can't remember anything. Yes, I remember. Good morning, Hanoi. Yes, I remember this one also. I can't remember. It came twice in my life. So what are we? We are like that, and the devil for 7,000 years deceiving me. Why they come? We can get it if we didn't wear the full armor of God, easy to be deceived by devil. ده اللي انا مش عايزه. مش كده؟ The Lord insists that you should hear the word, and the word of God will set us free. Forget what I say. I beg you, اسمعوش الكلام. But let us listen to the word of God and believe and trust the word of God. You agree about that or not? ايه اللي انا بقوله؟ لا الراجل ده بيقول كلام قبيح كده من قبل. مش عايزين. خلاص I agree. مش حابب اوفند. But we can't say the word of God is wrong. Can we say the word of God is wrong? Let us get the open next question. Well, in the story of Megiddo, there is a story of bondage of the people of God. People of God, whom God loved, the children of Abraham were slaves in Egypt. And they tried to feed themselves. Even Moses, when he was young, when he was in the top of the country, he tried to save them, but he couldn't. Ya Rabbi, hopeless case, مش كده؟ فكرني يقول ان اقوله بتاع الهوبلس ده. I have here, بعد الكلمة دي. خلي كده نعمل بريك. مش مع كل التوب هنا. هوريكم حاجة حلوة قوي. حد يجيب لي موزه بتاع حاجه كده يعني. ده معنى اصلا المهم. خلينا نكمل. ف ال people of God were slaves. And even Moses, the prince of Egypt, couldn't help them. They're caught in the hand of devil, like what you say to me. But God doesn't want that. And God said to Moses, go, I will set my people free. People, and Moses can, all his life can military leader. And he thought, what strategy? Hope can find that the number بتاعهم reaching almost 3 million. Yani in warriors, in able people can 600,000. So all warriors. طبعا Moses in the military brain, عمال يقول لا strategy is how to fight Egyptian, what is the weak point spoken? All his life at the top of Egypt, he knows everything. But he doesn't know one small thing. And God, when he set his people free, he does all the work by himself. Confirm Moses, and God will work, but he will use him. And God will do the miracle, but he will be part of this miracle, but he was out of this miracle. God said, I will set my people free. Moses, look at my feet, kept on saying to Pharaoh for 10 times, let the people of God to be free. And all the time, Pharaoh doing that. All the time, I fight with myself, I fight with devil to be free, to be completely holy, to be completely. But devil is unwilling. Every day deceive me. Every day find weak point in my life to enter from men. And at the end, always I am in the bondage of sin, weakness. But God, what did that do? And I tell you, I recommend more sad in this story. It is the people of God by time, they like to be slaves. Huh? They like being slaves. What's good? Open it up before we go to that. Open Kedah, chapter 14, Exodus 14. verse 12. Deuteronomy 14, Exodus 14, 12. Read for us, sir. الميكروفون ده ممكن يوزيت يا جماعه في الريجن مين اي حد فيكم كان بروتير يوزيت سبايك لو يس ثانك يو مشكله انك انت كيك كام كده حرك الاقي هاب اوف ذا جروب كان سي مي معلش خلينا نقرا كده Exodus 14, 12. Mean you are a kid. Michael, I'm going back home. Take it, Michael, you are a kid. Michael, no one is? Yes. Exodus 14, 12. In the beautiful reading of Michael. Yes, Exodus 14, 12.
Is this not the word we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, we may serve the Egyptians? Better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness.
Yeah. So what are the people of God? People of freedom. Redeemed people. Their God is King of Kings. And God all the time give hundreds of thousands of promises for them to be blessed, to be giants, to be free. They went to Moses and said, we said to you 10,000 times, let us be slaves for the Egyptians. You are not being humble. Can we reach up? I know that some of you, without I ask you to raise your hand, some of you say, I like my sentences. I want to be like them. I don't want to be free. Honestly, is that true or not? Honestly, that's true or not? Some of us like to be slaves for sin or not? Yes or no? With the forgiveness of the Lord, with the freedom of the Lord, with the power of the Lord, with God who wants, who's keeping to me best life, but sometimes slavery make me slave inside. And that is the problem. In the slavery mission in Egyptians outside. I'm afraid David Yul, I'm away from him. He likes that. He likes the sin. I'm away. Ask him. I swear that I'm away. He likes the sin. He doesn't want to leave. And that's a sad story. How can you free people who like to be slaves? Or in the situation with Moses, when he's fighting, killing himself, like risking his life, to free a people who want to be as slaves. Foolish. We look at it. Be away from us. We like to be slaves. But God put in the heart of Moses, and God said, I don't want my people to be slaves. Jeremiah, the Lord said, why do you want to be slave all your life? God was fighting. Habibi, why you want to be slave? Why I want to be a master? Why I want you to have heaven inside you? Why you want to be a slave with all the consequences of slavery for sin and dead and weak and broken and every like shame in your heart? But how possible God can free them? That is the miracle of 12, chapter 12. What's that? He didn't ask Moses to make a strategy. He didn't even tell Moses to form an army to fight the Egyptians. I will do the job. And that's what I want to tell you. God wants to do the job which you can do for yourself. God wants by force to take you to a place of freedom where you can taste joy with that freedom. And I will look at the next door. Later on, chapter 15, قالوا beautiful songs that I'm going to tell you in the story of that early morning, and we can praise the Lord. We shall be dancing. I said, yes, salam. You're not dancing. I'm not going to. In chapter before, be away from us, want to be slave. But jumping and dancing and that, قالوا, yes, salam. It's different completely. What got there? Most Kedah. Read for us Kedah, Exodus 12 from verse 1. 1, 2. Go ahead, Kedah. Read for us.
Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year.
Yes, and then. And look, this month will be the beginning of the year. Allah. But it was not. That means months that can be same. And the first, almost April. But the time I read the time of the beginning of my life, God count all the past as if it is not there. Allah, forget the past. Your months, your life, and your timing will start now. I quit out. By then, Allah, bring Allah. By then, Allah, bring the lamp down. It could perfect. But then, he said to him, in verse 6, 6 and 7, one read for us, 6 and 7. Yes, say, put on the money. And look, break the lamp and put the blood in the two posts at the top of the door. By day, what would happen? I did verse 13. Continue. Verse 13. And I will send my angel, and he will see the blood and never touch you. I feel the reading me اللي بنقراها دائما في الباشن ليك في الكنيسة عندنا. وده اللي جت منه الورد بتاع الباشن ليك اللي هي الباس اوفر. ان الانجل كام. كان ابونا وصل بيقول لي practically how can we receive the forgiveness of the Lord. أقول له what we need اللي كده الواحد throws himself and put himself under the blood of Jesus. بيقول له بص يا رب I can't save myself. I can't free myself. Even I like to be slave on my life. I like myself. I like what I am doing. I want to be here all my life in the place of heaven. Yes, I complain. I go to the Abuna and the cry, but even so, I like what I'm doing. God said to me, stay under the blood. I have to put the blood around the door and stay behind. By then, who's what happened? By then, verse 17. What God said in verse 17.
So you should observe the feast of unleavened bread for on this same day, I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you should observe.
Hello, God said to him, keep, remember that day, because this is the day I will take my people out of Egypt. How, Lord? By word? No. By strategy? No. How? Hello, by putting the blood. Put the blood there, and they will see what happened. But you know what? They brought the lamb and put the blood. But then an angel passed by them. Verse 23. My name. What's the name? Verse 30. But why do you run verse 30?
So Pharaoh rose in the morning. He
Who said, go? Who set them free? Who said to them, go away? Provide from me. Who said that here? Who said that? Him, Thor. Devil Al-Qaeda. When he saw the blood, when God revenge, when God covered me, when I go to the cross and close my eyes, Allah, I like myself, but I want to be free. You want me to be free. I want to be blessed. I want to be like holy temple for you. But I know in the bottom of my heart, I like slavery. I like to stay here. But I'm coming to the cross. I can't help myself. I try. But all the time, sin in my heart, slavery inside. And God will say to me, don't worry. I will set you free. And I find devil go away from me. And that's the miracle, the man. You don't believe it. Saint Paul, we have been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. By this way, we are free by the blood of Jesus Christ. What is the practical step? That every day I want to go to the cross together while under the blood of the Lord. I need freedom today. I can't defend myself. Can you do something? And God will cover me and God will protect me. I find, believe me, always people tell me that when I find temptation very strong, when I find devil approaching me, when I find I'm very weak in front of sin, I look up all around, please put me under the cross. Please put me under the blood. Suddenly, get that old desire of sin run away from my heart. What happened? Well, I nafsi very happy, very strong. Well, I nafsi without intention, but only sin. I said to sin, I said to David, no, I don't like you. Allah, what happened? I want to be holy. I want to be pure. Believe me, if Joseph wouldn't keep himself under the power of the blood, he will never get the victory from that woman. And always I ask myself, I ask people, Joseph then went from Egypt as a slave. And the second picture of Joseph standing in front of sin and saying, no, I will not make it. How that happened? What is the bridge? There is missing point. I feel the missing point is Joseph went to the Lord and the Lord, I know you love me. I know I am in the place of fire. I know that devil won't kill me. This is not the outer slavery. What I fear is the inner slavery. This woman wants to make me slave all my life. Can you give me power? And the Lord said, yes, I will give you power. And without strategy, without planning, without even deciding, he found himself saying to the woman, no, I can't do that. Because I want to keep my God and my Father. And he could get victory. Victory is through the blood of Jesus. God won't give us. Devil fear the blood. What you don't know, I mean, devil, a cross is a place of defeat of devil. Because the cross is a place where Jesus like paid for my victory, for my power, for my freedom. Or we get a close to
And you being dead in your trespasses in the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made the life together with me.
And you were dead in your sins. And everything was dead in your life. You were slave. But then what happened? After that, read again from verse 13.
And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made the life together with you.
How this life came? Continue together.
Having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us.
He took this paper of slavery. I feel like a slave in the Old Testament. Write the paper, he is a slave. You have to piercing his ear together, opening, and the whole slave forever. خلاص, slave, he is a slave. And Jesus took this paper document, which is against us, the power of devil, the temptation of devil, the weak point which make devil to defeat me always. Jesus took this one, this weakness, and nailed it to the cross. معلوم بمعشان يا رب صح بص كده الدوكيومنت like that الدوكيومنت like that and written Paul is a slave and I sign and all the time if I believe that I'm free you really بص and paper and you sign and في Jesus عمل ايه in the cross he take this paper and fold it like that and put the nail here. He took the paper, the document of slavery, the weakness inside me, the weakness in my member, a weak point where devil enter and do amal a and kill it and heal it and change it. But at the point be not against me but against devil. I will make devil he break the weakness, I will go cross. I go to the cross. Oh, look, there is the place where I am free. What is the document again? What is the weakness? What is the weak point? You used to enter. They will can't find it. Why? Continue, Kedah. Verse 5, Kedah.
Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it.
Yes, and I like that. I'm an A. Disarmed. He disarmed, he took from devil A, the arm, the weapon بتاعه, the weapon اللي كان fighting me. في الكروس, when I go to the cross, the devil there is disarmed. He has no power over me. In the cross, I am more stronger. He claimed that I'm slave, cross, Jesus remove it, and when I go to the cross, when temptation comes and I pray, I say, Lord, I am under your cross, I am under your blood, devil can't approach me. Why? Because there devil will be disarmed. The mission is disarmed. They put back the word is back together. Mission is disarmed. Is there an A command? Amen A? Shad? Nice. I keep the word in English. The Arabic بتاعهم in Jesus put his great victory there. Jesus showed in front of the old world that David not only he has no weapon, but he is completely defeated. He is 100% powerless there. Shikida, I like my sin. I like slavery, and I'm always weak in front of devil. What can I do? But God won't set me free. God, the Holy Ghost, I will make you free. I know that you don't like. I know that you don't have power. Go to the, close your eyes together, and go to the cross of Jesus. And I go to his cross there, and I cover myself. I close my eyes. By faith, I feel I am under the cross. Hold up. I am under your blood. I am covered. I have all the victory here. And I fight suddenly, devil, all the temptation of devil, all his bad souls, all his power over me, fade away. Devil can't approach me. Go Because I've covered with the blood of Jesus. عشان كده تلاقوا في البوك اوف ريفيليشن اللي هو البوك بتاع الفيكتوري all the time repeat ان هم get victory over devil by the blood of Jesus. It's different between us and the saints. It's small. And the saints know that Jesus died to the cross to set them free. Jesus died on the cross to say it is accomplished, our salvation, our healing, our freedom. Jesus completed 100%. عشان كده all the life are under the cross. وده اللي خلى بص كده الورد اللي هلنا الكونتينيوشن بتاعت الافيسل بتاعت النهاردة ما كملناش احنا. Galatians 2:20. هل دي رامل كده؟ 2:20. بص كده if I am crucified I go to the cross I close my eyes temptation come and no more live devil come to fight not me but find who when the devil come he will find who is there not me who is there Holy Spirit yes find Christ شطر قوي اللي ساكت مايك طلع لنا هدايا طلع الجاليري بتاع افريكا عشان يصحصحها تعالي سقطه تكنولوجيا بالطعم الديفل كام يو ويل نيفر سي مي بيكوز اف اي ام ذير اي ويل بي ديفيتد I like my sin. I am weak. But when devil come, he let Jesus there. The lion coming from the tribe of Judah. Coming and he will defeat him. And after that, the life I live every day is the life of Jesus inside me. Life of victory, of holiness. عشان كده, we like very much to go to the cross all the time. The only way of healing is to go to the cross and take the power of the blood. But احنا, we don't believe. كتير قاعد افكر اقول بص كده لو children of Israel Moses alone بصوا God will set you free. And no. We don't think so. We don't have army. And the Egyptians are very strong. قالوا لهم لا. Yes, he will set you free. I promise you. God said that to me. قالوا how? قالوا easy. Bring the lamb and slaughter it and put the blood. It is sign of cross, sign of Jesus. Put it over the post of the door and the top. Okay, wife to the husband. Hello, Habibi, Jesus, God love us. God will set us free. You know what? Hello, God will set us free. You know. Tabit, then he set us. And we have 400 years here, and we like Egypt, and we like what we are doing. We don't have problem. تقول له معلش please buy us a lamb عشان we want to spread the blood over the outer frame بتاع الدور. لا, I don't like that. And that thing is like disgusting to put blood and the blood go down and the smell بتاع الهاوس بتاعنا يبقى كله blood. I don't like that. تقول له what can we do? You believe that funny thing? يعني الحين من الله. What the blood will be? What is your decision? يقول Allah, I don't think this is wise to do that. خلاص. Stop it. Let us not do it. وبعدين يعمل إيه؟ And deliver food and blood. What would happen after that? What would happen? The angel would pass. And the angel want to set them free. And go to this house, you find A. There is no A. No blood. Listen. He will come to this house, you find A. No blood. He will come, pass by me, Laini, not under the cross. What the angel will do, what the devil will do, he will kill the firstborn, the best one in the house. And that's what would happen. When we don't believe in the power of the cross, it didn't pass by me. Laini naked, Laini not in the weapon of the cross, not the power of the cross, not the protection of the cross. When you look at me, Laini me in my weakness, not Jesus in his power, his glory. He come and he defeat me. All I said, no hope for me. I always should serve them. I like my sin. Seeing that God wants me to be always in my sin. But this is not the will of God. God wants you to be free. But God wants to ask you, do you believe in the power of the blood of Jesus? Are you willing to do like St. Paul, to go to the cross every day and to be headed in the cross? The devil, when he comes, he never find you, but find Jesus himself. The victorious Jesus, God Almighty, there to defend you. And his life will be revealed in you, and his power will be revealed in devil to defeat him. And always you'll be victorious, and always you'll be like shining. Do you believe that? If you don't believe them, are you expected to be victorious? You will be almost defeated. Believe me. Sickness really, I can't do that. It's hard to do that. Okay. But don't complain. Because the only weapon, the only place of victory is the cross. كده يا جماعة هو تفتكروا ان الشرش بتاعتنا دي فولش تخليني carry cross here, and the cross is here, and the cross in my hand, and the cross everywhere. Why? Why the church? Feel like the cross is the church in decoration. It is not decoration, it is protection. The best man said that, Baba, when I was coming in the airplane, and I had most of his sermons till I put me there. And then I was hearing him tell me one of the monks, he was a Ethiopian monk. But then behold, he was a hermit. But then when he was going to his cave, in darkness cave, because the area is معروفة and that in this area, you know this area is full of scorpions and snakes. The devil start to frighten him. What can I do? The valley that is more valley of snakes. And he said, how can I sleep? But then I think, what can I do? Rah, Sayyidina Baba is telling a beautiful story. And he made big circle killer and they start to put crosses around the circle and they slept in the middle. Seems fun story. And I think it's crosses the snakes. The scorpions. And when he got up in the early morning to pray, his exology, لقى حاجة عجيبة أوي. لقى the snakes and the scorpions outside the circle. But no one of them could jump inside. Why? Because the crosses were there. But in that you don't admire the power of the cross, but devil fears the power of the cross. عشان كده devil doesn't want you to believe in the power. He doesn't want you to go to the cross to get victory. He wants you to be always slain, always defeated. I go like, eat on the cross, close your eyes under the blood of Jesus. It's hard. How can I make it? Did what you say, تعملها practical. I can't make it practical. It is reality. It is not practical or not practical. It is faith. Do you trust the power of the blood of Jesus or not? Do you trust that Jesus died on the cross to get victory, to disarm the devil, to pay the price of your weakness, and to give you freedom? If you believe that, you will be always going to the cross and get victory. If you don't believe, whatsoever I say to you, you will be always defeated. But don't blame God. Don't blame God. Don't blame devil. Because you meet devil while you are without arm, disarmed, without weapon, without anything to defend yourself. You go to devil with the old nature which you like sin. How will be a devil what you like? And they like food, you like the food. Or to eat food to a dying kid, to a beautiful kid, a face, to a name, to a food, you know. Ah, give it up. You can have the food. But after you have food, you can say, I don't know what I'm going to do. Don't you say, I'm going to 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 say, عند البنسورة أو أي حد كده أنا بشوفه stand up كده استرتش يسند stand up تعرف إن ما عفوا مشكلة اللي تقول هنا مش هنا مش في الاستوى stand up كده stand up كده استرتش يسند
Second, he loved
Every one of us, you want to do something very important out of love. Three, devil is there. Devil hates you. He wants you to be all in coma, sleeping. He doesn't want you to be free. He doesn't want to be holy. He doesn't want you to be shining. But then, can we, verse 3? We'll continue to ask verse 3. The biggest miracle in the shop. That's great. Fine. The first, what is that? He wants to do something important in our life. He loves us very much. He loves you very much. He wants to change your life. He wants to make you holy. And God knows that devil is fighting. He doesn't want you defeated by devil. But then, verse 3.
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel.
Is that right? Number 4, Jesus has all the power to free you. Not only love you, but his love is action. That means the word agape, that the love that Jesus is love in action. His love wants to do something to make you pure and holy. He hates to find devil always defeating. He hates when he looks towards the faces, find all of you defeated, all of you down. And they come to Abuna to cry, and all the time say, I'm up and down, I'm up and down. Jesus doesn't want that. Want you to be shining. You want to see his power, his miracle. You want to believe that that your God, he is God Almighty in your life, God of miracles. عمل إيه بعد كده after all this big introduction. Continue verse 4.
Rose from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
Then thank you, start to wash the feet. عمل إيه؟ Wash the feet. I like that very much. He didn't ask that, please wash yourself. He knows leaving. He didn't say, I give you command every day you wash your feet. Please wash your feet. He didn't say that. Jesus, David, all of you are moving. Sit down. I did not know today. Last time in your life, yes. But could you have that jump outside and come inside? But he didn't say to them, you should wash yourself. Amen. He took basic. And start to wash the feet one by one. He won't wash your heart. Jesus wants to do the work which we can't do. I can't wash myself. I can't wash myself. I feel it. Because the answer is very easy. Because I like what I'm doing. I don't want to change myself. Many times I visit people at home. Oh, yeah, Habibi, I want you to be good at great servant that just only saying I'm okay. Habibi, I want you to be shining only saying I'm okay. Say that God, Allah Habibi, God is preparing a wonderful life for you only saying I'm okay. He doesn't want you. But if in after, he forced me to shout at him, Allah Habibi, you are not okay. You are a slave for sin. I know Allah Kedah, you are a slave for sin. You should do something. What you are doing in your life. Jesus took the initiation. He took a business and to wash. He took his brother's son to wash heart by heart. But then, Habibi on, Mr. Blue on. But then, Rahsan sent Peter Amal in verse 6. Peter Amal. What Peter said to him in verse 6?
Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet?
Yes, continue for me.
Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing to you do not understand now, but you will know after this.
But as again, what was the answer of Peter?
Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
And that is a feet are the third portion. I don't believe you should wash me. I don't need to wash me. How many of you say that? I will sleep. Please don't wash me. My feet are healing. I'm okay.
Can I write something on
it? Give me a if I wasn't wash your feet, you will be, you will never be.
Something that you said
earlier. Thank you very much. Are you willing to allow God to wash your heart? I promise you, you can't wash your heart. I promise you, you like what you are, as you are. And everyone say, sure, Jack said they are not to speak about me. They speak to the person beside me. Or speak to Abu Omar Kashan, nowadays he is the right, but never speak about me. Everyone says that. But I promise you that Jesus will speak to every one of us. You want today that I wash my heart, I wash your heart or not? You want me to make you clean or not? Jesus willing today to come to every single one of us and be clean. Now why should he clean? Why? Is that must he clean it? Why should he clean it? Where are you? Let him know. Am I okay? And I work clean. I go to the church, I'm active, I'm servant, I'm deacon, whatsoever. Should he wish it? Yes or no? How many agree? Yes. But why? Am I okay? I'm a servant. I'm active in the church. Why yes? We shut it all. Why? Why? I should be there. You remember when I said to you that the people of Israel, the people of promise, the people of freedom, the people of power, of miracles, went to Moses to Alulu. We like to be as we are. We like to be servants. We want to be slaves of Egyptians. I assume Moses was crying. Oh, why are you letting him? God wants you to be free. God wants you to be surrendered. And no. We are okay. We like to be slaves for the Egyptians. What? Be slaves where we like? Yes, we like them. Shkira, we need Jesus to come to wash us. I feel it. Hashem, when sin in the heart, I feel, I assume, I am sure that I don't want to be washed. I'm okay like that. And that's the problem. If the devil, when he puts sin in my heart, in your heart, keep your heart hardened. Whatsoever he does, he wants to give you merit. He wants to make you holy. He wants to make you strong. But you say, I am okay. I don't need that. We need to be washed. We need to be to get up from coma. I like very much the story that the man with Jesus, who was blind, when Jesus washed his hand, his eye, hello, what could you see? Hello, hello, can you see? Did he say yes? Hello, after he washed his eyes. Hello, what did he say to him? Hello, maybe we got shut it out. Yes, come, shut it out. Hello, I see people like trees. What? Stand up. Tell me, say that can you see the boy? Oh yes, I see a tree. What tree? The beautiful boy. Why do you say that? He's a beautiful boy. He does that same thing. I mean, if David wants us to see things wrong, to see things in the opposite way, I'm okay. I don't want to be changed. And the Buddha visit me. And God knocked the heart, the door of my heart. And God give me promises in the Bible. And God sent me servant in the church. And all the time reminded me, you are holy. God wants you to be full of His presence. And God, and the Abuna keep on shouting. And God, and the Abuna do all His effort to convince me that God is keeping best life for me. At the end, I look towards the Abuna, smile, and look at the time of healing. She said, I need Jesus to come at Moshe. When Peter said, no, don't wish me here. What was the answer of Jesus?
And you don't not understand
and
what I
am. I wouldn't wish me here. You'll never be my father. I feel you something. I say to you, tears in my heart, in my heart.
Yeah,
you remember when Peter denied Jesus? When he cares, he doesn't deny Jesus. What he did? Can you remember? What he did when Jesus looked at him? When Jesus reminded him about washing his feet, and when he said, don't wash my feet, what Peter did? Can you remember? What he did? It's crying in reality. Practically. Come, take it and check it. What he did? What he did practically? Again, Amadeh, he put his shoes again, and to go to Jesus, and look at him, wash my feet. What happened to me? And David made me blind again. And David, like, he know my weakness. He went, came to me and allowed me to deny you and curse you. Lord, I need to wash my feet. I could understand why you asked me. And man, this is the journey. Come sit with me. The question is, and wash the feet in the shed of life with Jesus. As I'm looking all the time, believe me, if I stop every single day going to Jesus and say, Lord, wash my heart, wash my feet, and I, by time I accept weakness, I accept sin. Forget it. It's okay like that. When you say that, that's wrong. Say that, do something. I'm okay. Everything is okay. And people, then David wants us always to be in, to be hardened. He wants always sin to be like shadow between us and Jesus. Should I say to you, why Jesus said, put the blood? Why Jesus said, you can't free yourself. Please go to the cross and bring me to free you. Please come to me all the time that I wash my feet. I wash your feet. I wash your heart. I wash your conscience. And I keep all of you holy. And this is the only way to be blessed. I feel the difference between us and saints. The moment I'm every day go to Jesus and go to Jesus, can you wash my heart? Jesus, I want my conscience to be so simple. I want in every action to please you. I want to do everything for your glory. I want my love to be in one direction only. Direction towards you only, Lord. Can you do that? And Jesus gives them that. And they are all shining, very strong. Different than us. We let weakness enter. And another weakness enter. We'll work you and you are dry, you are deep, you are shameful. And they can't feel. And everyone say, I hate God. I don't want to be with this person. And everyone see he is dead spiritually, except himself. I feel it. Actually, God is the position to wash. Okay. And you didn't think, sit down, you're both of you. Can you sit down? Thank you. You are the best. Look at the marriage of somebody who is mad. Look, see, but in Jesus, he won't. He wants you to be tender one day. He wants you to be all shining. He knows that David is fighting you. He knows that David knows the weak point where he entered. I should get that. He is asking you, can I wash your feet? Can I wash your feet? Can you allow me to do that? Don't say like Peter, no. I don't want that. I'm okay like that. Jesus said to him, if you wouldn't allow me to wash your heart, you would never be my disciple. I think not because Jesus said to him, because he said he loves and the man, but because you are under the rule of heaven, and Jesus is providing to help you, and you love heaven, and you want to be under heaven. How many of us want heaven to be washed by Jesus now? How many want heaven to be shining? How want this love of Jesus to enter? How want to be the Peter that shines in the church? Let us be the standard of heaven. Let us stand up. Let us get a close of our eyes here. Let us say to the Lord, Lord, I know how much you love me. How much you know that David wants to be healed. You want me always to be healed to be with you. I want that. I don't want to give myself to him. Give me when I love everything is in me. Give me when you keep me holy and give me all your gifts and I go and spoil them. I love everything to keep hard in my heart. To keep inside dirty that I can't see you. I can't feel you. And that is the time I feel that your commands are hard. And to love you is hard. I find myself like a dead person, Lord. Come please now. Come and wash every feet now. Come and wash every heart now, Jesus. Please give us the power that we can say no for sin. That we can find in you, Lord, the hope of glory. We need you, Lord. We need you. I know how much you love us, as you say to me. Please come and wash. Come and keep us clean. Make today for us a start of our life, Lord. We want to bury it. We want to say with St. Paul, I want to forget the past and look towards the future. I want to say now, Lord, life for me is Jesus Christ. No more I am serving sin. I am serving only Jesus. For Jesus is our Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Please can allow every one of us to worship us and be worshipped. To be a new creation. We are in Jesus. We bless it to you, Jesus. Don't never be the same. Give us, Lord, give us. Old past. We thank you because your arm is open for everyone. Love is there. Love is here, Lord. Reach everyone. To change, to clean everyone. To equip everyone to be like the dead before salvation. So all of us can be blessed and shine. We thank you, we love you. We pray that in holy name. Hear us and pray to you, our Father who art in heaven. How sometimes culture is very bad in a way that stop people from I'm going to go to the next one.
44.
But then, after that, Allah, where is the husband? Allah, listen, we have another field about 20 kilometers away. He goes there, stay 5 days, take care of the field there, or the land of Taina, and to come on Saturday and Sunday to the church to visit us, and we go to the church. Another, when he come, let him come. And the man came for the wife, how are you, Habibi? Everything is okay, okay. And then Allo, what's the problem? Allo, every time I pray, I feel God disturb me about it. Is there a problem? The man, are you sure, woman? And yes, every time I pray, I find that God pushing me to pray with you. Is there a problem in your mouth? A moment. And he went to put it here and bring a plastic bag. Allo, what's the guna? I want to confess. Allo, okay. Allo, what's the guna? I had a bad relationship with the daughter of my brother for a long time. But then, my brother could hear what's happening. But my brother was very much angry. And he decided to give any man's case open the wall and baskets. And he decided to revenge. But he went to the magician. The magician said, I will kill your brother. Don't worry. And I was fearful. I went to another magician to ask for help. The magician gave me two things. Gave me bottle, fear blood, fear needle, move forward. Gave him small kid, cloth sheet, fear the name of my brother. And the magician said to me, the time you want to get rid of your brother, dip the needle in blood, take it away, and I feel, yeah, it can appear the name of your brother, and your brother will die. And what? And what? We showed him, and when I took picture, in small glass, kind of, he had the name of his brother, with bottle of blood, if he had needed. So I don't need him. Put the needle down, and with the blood, here's the name of your brother, and your brother has died. And we'll get rid of the problem. And that's Sanhedrin. And that one of many stories we hear. Then I was worried. If this is the culture, culture built there, two things, magic and money. But how the gospel can reach this? I kept together my company, Abu Ibrahim, we kept every night together, kneeling down, praying, Allah, show us what we are doing here is fruitful, or we are losing time here. Come. Because if this is the culture, if the people whom we are serving are only living for magic and money, what is the benefit of preaching and serving them? So I don't know what God showed us, that God always is more stronger. That culture, what's happening in culture. But what gives us hope? went around, عملنا كده كان معنا creating group like you كده من كنيسه سانت ماري اوربول, and we taught the church back to people, and many came, and the many were willing to confess their sins and have a new start. Then I'm not going. بصوا كده, if even we couldn't reach the old generation because they have been immersed in magic, لكن at least the new generation are there to bring a new generation which is full of the fear and love of the Lord. وده gave us a great hope. بس أنا عايز أوريكم موفي صغير كده 10 minutes about التوبيك اللي هنتكلم عليه. إن if the culture, if the weakness where I'm living is so strong, can the Lord change me or not? Can the Lord change culture or not? Can the Lord be more stronger than what's happening around me or inside me? Many people say to me, I'm a hopeless case. If even I reach it to be a hopeless case to return back to the Lord, is that truly that God can't reach me? That is the movie you will see now for 10 minutes. Let us follow. Which is impossible is possible to do. When you say I am hopeless, I can't say I like myself. I'm always defeated. I know that. I promise you, today I will go home, tomorrow I will return back to my sin. And Jesus will say, no, it will never happen. Trust me. Let me work in your life. God always is God of victory, never be defeated. And as the man said here, always we like to put comma, sorry, we like to put full stop. I'm always defeated, full stop. I can't win, full stop. I can't change myself, full stop. Don't do that. Because if God is there, God always changes situations. God likes to do that. How many of us trust that? Believe me, this is the story of all our life. If I keep on telling you thousands of stories, I see every single day of miracles, you can't believe. All my life I see miracles. All my life. I remember معنا هنا group from London. The woman where we used to make meetings, she opened our house for us to gather people and give them food. Her son was far away from the Lord. And every time I go to her, when he hears that I'm going to the house, he prepares his bag, and when I'm entering, he leave the house and come back when I leave the house. And the father, the mother loves the Lord very much, very active in the church. And every time she prepared for us a retreat like that, I pay a lot and prepare everything. At the end, I know that she would tell me the same story again. Always when she picked me up to the airport, she cried. Only Sayyidina Zayd said that all the children come to my house and know the Lord and praise the Lord, and my son is away. And every time I have no answer. And always I say to her, but God is God of miracles. Only Sayyidina, how a miracle happen if you never stay even to listen? And believe me, every time I find all the joy of the fruits of the conference fades away, and I go to the kid, the airplane kid, with broken heart. What are we? Rob, the unfair. This woman killed herself for us and for her kingdom. And at the end, her son is lost completely. Till one day, Shukhtu Sena Kamara Sop, we decided to go to Hawaii to do a mission. And we insist to take from every country 2, 2, 2. But we took from here seven of Shakti, we went with us from here, from Australia, we took group from Dubai, from all over the world, and from every area in America too. And we decided 40-50 people to go to Hawaii to do missions there. And I called her to look, Habibi, you want to come with us? And he, no, I don't like this stuff.
Okay.
And his sister said, I will come. So his sister is amazing active servant of the church. And after the sister took the plane, I found the mother calling me. I think I was in Amsterdam. The difference between two flights. But only Andrew want to go with you to Hawaii. And I want to work for him, whatever the price of the ticket. Then get him to come. And he joined us. And when he came to the start, he was off as normal. But next day, the A2 Hawa came, one of the best guitar players. And he said, "Now, can I play guitar?" I was shocked. I couldn't believe. I tell him, Habibi, but you never sing us any Christian song. And he laughed early. Sayyidina, you don't know that I'm very much gifted in guitar. Let me do that. And the boys start to sing on the beach with that Hawaii kid with us. And God start working with life. And they start to attend with us a prayer meeting in the evening. And God start to work. And every single day, the woman used to call me to ask, how's Andrew? And always tears in my eyes. Allah, you can't imagine. Who is great? I said, no, Sayyidina, you deceived me. Sure, he make a problem for you. Allah, no. He's a beautiful boy. I promise you. I know my son is a very bad boy. And the boy will tell me back. The boy had that time, part of the work of devil in his life, has one of the collagen diseases, which make him always sick. But when he attended back, Allah, Mom, I want to go to Africa. She was shocked. She called immediately, Andrew won't come to Africa. Then why not? He said that we can't give him medicine because already immunity factor zero minus. He take medicine to lift lift his immunity. How can I give him shots for the immunity, any diseases in Africa? He said, don't give him medicine. He will get sick till it never happened. And he came to Africa and he stayed with us 6 months. He was the best servant ever with us in Africa. Believe me, he put a beautiful CD, really I have it, about African song, very, very professional CD about African songs when he was in Africa. And they retained it back to be now the leader of our servants in London. And as I said to you, he was leading the worship last week, amazing way. Kunna kullina fi heaven. But then, believe me, when I was here, I was crying. Allah Rabb, fa'lam, nothing impossible for you. I stayed 5 full years. I go home and this boy leaves the home. And it was a hopeless case. And she tried everything. And Allah, I hate this man. I hate this man to come to our house. And when he is here, I will never stay in this house. But is there anything impossible for someone? Now, God sent him the most amazing girl in the world. He was healed by miracle from his sickness. And no more sick. And when he was in Africa, he was eating everything. And she worried at the same time, please, I can send you money every month for him to eat special food. Tell him, no, he should eat the normal food. And and the wound was healed for his sins. And the boy returned back to find God preparing a good girl. And that is the story of the Lord. I don't want to equate yourself with the Lord. Please don't do that. This is one of thousands of stories. I remember when we started working with Sayyidina Abba Musa of Germany, first conference we made for Europe, for Germany, all the group, the German group, were unwilling even to greet us. German, never speak Arabic. We're very arrogant. Highly educated. And we go, Habibi, how are you? He looked at us and we moved. The first day, we were in the process of buying the church. I didn't. Desperate as coffee. I won't say to anyone. And every time I call one of them, he look at me and look at the side. Ice coffee. I won't invest in coffee. And no one wants to look at us. Believe me. And time pass. And if you go now to Germany, to see this group, this fire group. Yeah, believe me, I was with him in conference last month. I couldn't believe that everyone did a message, everyone message to refugees and doing miracles with them. And one responsible about all the young Germans in the lost brings them back. Kulom kida, good married to beautiful girls, kida, kulom shining. And God did the miracle. And now, every time I pass, I want to pass by them, to hug them, and I feel I'm the most happiest person to see this young generation, very strong in the Lord. That is a story. Every day I see it. I can give you thousands of stories like that, believe me. It happened with me every day when I'm traveling. Everywhere. See giants. Don't listen to David when he said to you, you are hopeless, or you can't make it, or always I'm weak, I'm different, say, no, you speak about different people. I see the worst in the world became the best in the world. Saints, true saints, believe me, واحد فيهم من الجرمان دول لما كان سيدنا أبا مخائيل في جرماني بعدين they said, we want a wheelchair. Rich one. The man was very rich. Morris, we need to buy for Sayyid the best wheelchair. Rahallo boss, every day I go there, and this man hugged me, I feel I'm in heaven. I will pay for it. Allo Habibi, you are young, can let entering challenge to get married. Not at the beginning of his life. Allo no, I want to pay it. Let us ask first. And they said to him, it is 2,000 euro. I think 2,000 euro, about 3,000? Australian money? About 3,000. And Habib, it is too much. And I have money. Say, I have money. It's not a problem. I don't know, never. Say, Tahisa. Look what happened. Believe me, this true story. They told me last week. He went to shop. His job. لقى البوس بتاعه بريك الجيم. قال له حبيبي I want to give you bonus. قال له what? البونس. قال له بص we asked you for one of the new workers and you brought us a beautiful company and this boy is doing miracles in the company. And the COO is so happy about the work of this boy and asking me who brought him. I said to him, Morris, Allu, now bring me, I will write for him a bonus, 2,000 euro. And they gave him 2,000 euro as a bonus. And they brought the check for Allu, I want to buy the really church for Sayyid. Allu, and we finish it. Allu, boss, God sends the money. And he went and bought the really church for Sayyid and gave it a gift for Sayyid. فقال له God. قال له حبيبي always do like that. قال له not me but God always do miracles in my life. And this is one of the boys who was like 15 years ago unwilling to greet us or to speak to us. But God changed it. God is God of miracles. Believe me. And always I say to fathers, طبعا أنا عارف أن أنا my life is short. طبعا مش هعيش كتير أوي. خصوصا لأن اللي عايز أروح لإيبولا تاني. ماتت. I say to fathers, I like to come after 10 years to see these giants. I think it great army هنا. Sing this group. بقول له بص يا أبونا, I promise you this group of yours are the best ever in my life. I want you to trust the Lord. Don't look towards yourself. Don't try every place to David when he push you to look what's happening in your life. And I know that many of the mothers here, when they hear of fathers, they are not happy about one of the children away from the Lord. And say to them, nothing hopeless for the Lord. And always I see miracles of the Lord. And as soon as there is a giant group like that, I promise you that this group, God will use it to bring all the lost people. Go search for the lost people. Yani I pray today in the evening to speak to you from now. Let us shake from sin, the hopeless. Let's go away. I hate this word. You like it? How many like the word hopeless? You like the word hopeless? You like it? I hate it. It is not in there in the Bible. I never find it with Jesus. Jesus never knows the word. God never knows the word hopeless. Because God always touches people and always they say, I can do everything in Jesus Christ. How many believe that I can do everything in Jesus Christ? How many want to say it? Can you say it loudly? I can do everything in Jesus Christ. Can you say it
loudly? I can do everything in Jesus Christ.
Run away with it. Yeah, the kid, say it again. I can do everything in Jesus Christ.
I can do everything in Jesus Christ.
I want that to be like a theme of your life in the coming year. I can do everything and life for me, Jesus. Not sin, not hopeless. Forget this word in your life. Whatsoever happening, I'm telling you, Jesus said to wash your feet. You need all the time to wash your feet. I promise you. I need that. Till now, for the last 40 years from my life, always I say, when I will stop that bad habit to go to Jesus to wash my feet. But I can't stop it. I said, every time you wash my feet, I find I am more pure, more holy, more loving to Him. So please keep this habit that every day go to Jesus and say, wash my heart. Wash this area, Jesus. This area is betraying you. This area is dark. This area is for devil. But you can wash it and make it holy. But what I want you to do, please shift from hopeless, from sin, from all this foolish speech to say, how can I serve the Lord? I want to discuss that with you in the evening. I'm going to talk to discussion group quickly. Tell you lunch off, but I'm going to be full of the book. Full of the 24 hours. I cried for the food. God bless the mothers. حتى حاجة خليتهم كده كوخ طيبة. بس هيك سادة مرتين التاب مش كده؟ مرتين التاب ولا لسه في كومة بتاعت الفول؟ You are still in the كومة بتاعت الفول or no? No, خلاص. They will heal. God could heal them. That impossible God could make. Make it possible that they got up from coma. بس كده؟ هنعمل discussion group. بعدين مش عارف البروجرام لكن I need to speak how to serve the Lord. How to go to the positive side. How not to be target for devil, but I fight devil and defeat him. How How many of you want to be changed from being defeated to be victorious on this? You want that or not? You want to be always in the area of defense, devil fighting you, and always, sometimes you are up, sometimes you are defeated, or you want to fight devil and defeat him? Which one do you want for your life? To be victorious or always get up and down? Which one? أنا في أستراليا كنت أحب نايمك. I like this one. Okay, if I come and live in Australia, هنا عايش مثلا يوم سنة. صدقوني كده. When you enter the airport, everything is كده slow. لذيذ أوي. لكن تمام. Always I assume in me, no hurry in Africa. But I came to Australia and I said, there's no hurry in Africa. I came to no hurry in Africa, it's very late in my Australia. Then in Africa, it's very hurry in Australia. هنا يعني. خلينا كده, today evening, we'll speak only about how to go from being defeated to be victorious. You like that? Can we do that? Can we stand up, kiddo? Can we stand up? Can we close our eyes, kiddo? And remember, the only truth God shows us that the impossible for me is probable to the Lord. God wants to change my weakness with power to be victory. God wants now to touch every weak heart, every weak mind, every weak will. Touch it with power to make it a strong, victorious. God wants to take the coward, weak like Gideon, and to make him, and to make you as a man of valor, a woman of valor, a mighty man or mighty woman, that you can defeat them, that you can go into the army of God in the sight of victory, not defeat. God wants to do that. Let us say, Lord, I want that. Not us. I want to bury all the past, all the defeat of the past, all the sadness, all the failure. I want to bury it now, Lord. I want to redeem it with all my heart to you, Lord. Be different, be blessed first. I want that now. Show me that. Let me taste your sweet and your power. Let me once taste the sweetness of victory, Lord. In shining glory of pure and holy life that I like, that I addict, that I say always I want to be holy and pure, Lord. I never want to go back. Change me. You have power for me. You have promises to me to make me different. Thank you. Please bless everyone. Please bless everyone, church everyone, that everyone in this place will be shining. The intercession of Holy Mother, the tender Mother who loves us, we want all of us to make him strong and victorious, pure like her. In prayer, mighty men, St. George, all the saints, hear us, Lord, pray to you, our Father, who art.